Greetings from down south on the banks of the Chesapeake Bay. This is Amy Farabee, and you are tuned in to WBFY LP Belfast, Maine, 100.9 FM.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions. Spring is in the air. As you all know, nice weather is upon us. Knock on wood, hopefully it stays. Winter sports have come to a close. We are still waiting on some results from some of our winter sports. As you know, things were much different this year in terms of the world that we live in today, in terms of everything that's going on with COVID. So we're still waiting on some scores or results, if you will. Some of those results have just come in, and I'm going to get into some of those results in terms of how our winter teams ended up this year. We are still awaiting on some results, as I said, definitely from our cheerleading team. They just participated in the championship match. It was all done on video. No fans were allowed. This performance, if you will, during this competition was videotaped. It was then sent into some judges for them to critique and grade. Once they have all of these performances from, these cheerleading teams statewide, once they get that all sorted out, they'll contact the schools, have the results, and we'll see where our teams ended up this year. Same thing happened with swimming. No fans, no in-pool competition, if you will. Everything was videotaped. Everything was sent in for judges to go through the scores and things of that nature, make sure there wasn't any faults and everything was done the right way. We just got those results in, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. I am hoping to get Coach Winslow and Coach Kelly on here to talk more thoroughly about their swim seasons as a whole. I'm hoping to do that in the next week or two. Also wanted to get Coach JoJo Oliphant back on the show. We had a very successful first year of coaching the ladies basketball team here at Belfast. So we're looking to get these folks on the show here in the next week or two before we delve into our spring sports. And spring sports actually take place officially 1 week from today. I had some guys in the weight room earlier today after school. I'm also running an intramural program after school as well. And you look in the gym there at 2:30, and there's Coach Ross, there's Coach Savage, there's Coach Mack. Pitchers and catchers reported today. The girls were in there throwing, warming up, stretching out. Saw some nice windmill throws from some of our girls. Looked like they were in midseason form. So really exciting to see baseball and softball coming back this year. As you know, if you're a follower of Belfast Area High School and Belfast Area Sports, we got sent home packing in the middle of March last year when COVID came. We went remote the rest of the year. Spring sports were canceled. There was no baseball. There was no softball. There was no tennis. There was no cross country. It was really, really a sad time, quite frankly. And I'm going to get into the last year of how COVID has impacted Belfast Area High School sports. I am a full-time coach at Belfast Area High School. I am a graduate of Belfast Area High School, class of 1990. Played 4 years of football, basketball, and baseball for the Lions. I wear the blue and gold with pride. Once you're a Lion, you're always a Lion. And to come back all these years later and be a coach here at my alma mater, it's been quite a ride. It's been awesome. As you know, with sports, there's highs, there's lows. Never in a million years did I think a year in being a coach here at Belfast Area High School that I'd have my sport taken away from me due to a pandemic. Hurtful to not be able to have real football. Even more so, I heard for our senior class. that didn't have the opportunity to play football last fall. Everything that we heard all year long was it was being postponed to the spring. We kept our hopes up. The MPA a month or so ago came out and said they will not sponsor spring football. So literally we're at the 1 yard line. There's a second left on the clock. It's fourth and goal from our own one. It's going to take a Hail Mary for there to be any type of spring football this year. I haven't heard anything whatsoever in recent days that they will have that season. So, you know, my heart breaks for our senior class. We had a great senior class this year. I was able to spend 3 years with them. I came on as the volunteer assistant back when they were sophomores. I was their head football coach as juniors. I would have been their head football coach as seniors. And let me tell you, folks, we had one heck of a senior class. We had talent up and down the board. We had at least 12 football players that we knew were going to be there for sure. Another two that we thought were going to be there that were trying to get through some things to make themselves eligible and available. And like I said, this senior class was something special. It's just a darn shame that we're not going to be able to see them put that blue and gold on and go out and represent our school, our town, their families, and all that goes into Belfast football. I'm going to have Art Fairbrother on here in the near future. He's my assistant head football coach. He's been with me for 2 years now, going on year three. He's my first lieutenant, and we are going to honor our seniors. We're going to talk thoroughly about our seniors, and we're just not going to let things go with an announcement that came out a month or so ago, as I said, that said the MPA will not sponsor spring football, and therefore football will not be played in the year 2020 into 2021. So look for that show here in the coming weeks. I'm going to get Coach Art on here. We're going to talk about each of our seniors very, very, very thoroughly. And we're going to honor them in a way that they need to be honored because, like I said, you know, these guys didn't have the opportunity to play football their senior year. If you would have told me that you were going to take my senior year away from me back when I played here in 1990, I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking with you today. My senior year was very special to me. It was my best year playing high school football. It catapulted me to earning a football scholarship to play football down in the state of North Carolina. I was a four-year starter in North Carolina. Learned a lot from two great coaches down there, Jim Seipolt from Methodist College and the legendary Jim Garrison. They taught me a lot about football. Of course, I learned a lot from my father as well, who's a coach for 30 years, high school and college. Those three men formed me and the coach that I am today. And again, if I didn't have that senior year, I don't know that I'd be the head coach here. I don't know what would have happened. Would college football even have taken place? I was a pretty good player my junior year, but certainly not college ready. And I need to go out and have a great senior year like I did to kind of have a school give me an opportunity to play. And next thing you know, I'm a four-year starter, had a year of redshirt. Once I finished my playing days in North Carolina, stayed on as a assistant football coach. So I had a year of coaching college football. So wedged in all that, had a walk-on spring at the University of Maine under Kurt Ferentz, who's the head football coach in Iowa now. And he left mid-spring, and they promoted Jack Cosgrove. So I got to learn under these two men for a semester of spring football, learned a great deal from them as well. So again, my heart breaks for these seniors that don't get that opportunity to play football. It even goes back to last spring when COVID came in March, as I said, they canceled all spring sports. So our senior class last year didn't get an opportunity to finish the way they wanted to. And again, if you would have taken any one of my sports away from me my senior year, it would have been a travesty. And my heart just breaks for these players and their families, because you really only get this opportunity to come through once in life to participate in these sports. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking that they didn't get that opportunity to go out there and do what they love to do. So, with that said, I'm going to give you a little brief overview of each winter sport that we played this year. Again, not a lot of people were let inside the building, if any at all. No fans were allowed. Teams were allowed in terms of basketball. Coaches, obviously, team trainer, athletic director, maybe an assistant principal and Mr. Galan, or the head principal and Mr. Lovejoy was there. We had a couple of video people and the referees, and that was it. We were limited with the number of people that we were allowed to have in the gym. Mr. Patani did a great job of creating a YouTube channel, taped all our games, so the Belfast faithful, family and friends and student body and alumni could sit right at the comfort of their own home or pop open their laptop, link into our page, and was able to view every sporting event that we had at Belfast Area High School this winter, and even dating back to last fall. So at least we had that. So I know they have another system that they've installed that I believe they're still working the kinks out. I think that's attached to the National Federation of High School Sports. But the YouTube channel has been working out great. Our people that are filming, and we've had commentary for the games with Mayor Sanders and Elmer Deans and Mrs. Littlefield. They've done an outstanding job of commentating our games, and, you know, from a fan point of view, you know, definitely adds to the entertainment value to that as well. So, as you know, we did a show about the fall sports, did not have real football this past fall. They allowed us to have 7-on-7. We got 4 games in, then we got shut down. There was a flare up in Brooks. So they shut down the rest of the season. So we didn't get to the finish line, which was unfortunate. We were able to get to the finish line with basketball, boys and girls. They did not have indoor track this year, which was a crying shame. They did not have wrestling this year. They deemed that sport as high risk, with guys and gals locked up on the mat. Although, again, you know, one has to ask themselves a question. I'm flipping through the dials, you know, this weekend, seeing what's on for sports. I get to ESPN. There's the national wrestling tournaments going on. Fans in the stands. Of course, they had masks on. The wrestlers are locked up. Wrestling out there on the mat. I had Dave Montiel on here a few weeks ago, who's a coach down in Florida. They're doing everything down there, and they're one of the highest hit states. Why is Maine one of the 1 or 2 lowest hit states not able to have these sports? It just, you know, I've asked several people that. I don't know that I've gotten an answer that really makes me understand why. I get it. You want to be safe. You know, you don't want anybody to get sick. You certainly don't want anybody to pass away. But some schools are doing it, some aren't. If you follow the protocols, I feel like, you know, you can do it safely. And here we are a year later, and we've lost so much. And I guess, you know, to take a positive out of a negative, this past year should teach us all that, you know, don't take anything for granted. You're not promised anything for tomorrow. Life is not fair. Seize the moment, seize the day, and live for the moment, live for the day, because you're never promised anything for tomorrow, and you never know how things are gonna work out. So I'll certainly take that lesson with me from this past year that's been taken away from me so much. I've personally had a really, really tough year, not only from just the sports standpoint. You know, here I am making a career change, getting into coaching, full-time coaching, which I've wanted to do for a number of years. And a pandemic happens in year 2 as a full-time coach. And things aren't anywhere close to being normal on how normal sports would go down. So I'm not taking anything for granted. Things are moving in the right direction. I work for the school. I had my first shot a week or two ago. I'm scheduled to have my second shot on April 9th. Everything that I'm seeing on the news, everybody should have an opportunity to have that shot by May. Numbers are increasing in terms of those who have been given the vaccine. Numbers have plateaued and in some areas gone down. So it certainly feels like we're heading in the right direction. The fact that spring sports were canceled last year, and pitchers and catchers reported today for the girls and guys, that was a good thing to see. And it felt like we're might be getting over the hump and might be seeing this light at the end of the tunnel. Every day that we wake up, that light gets a little brighter and brighter and brighter. With that said, I just wanted to give you a insider's point of view on what's gone on at the high school for the last year, how it relates to Belfast area sports, and basically give an ode to all the coaches, the players, the administrators, everybody that's been involved, the families. We've all made sacrifices. It hasn't been normal at all. We're playing these basketball games, and it just wasn't the same without having the Belfast faithful there. Even on seven-on-seven games, My first year in 2019 as head football coach, that was one of the great things to see down at the football games, was all those fans and student body down there enjoying the game, and we were able to get those wins, enjoy those wins with us. We just didn't have that this year. So, with that said, some really, really good things happened with Belfast sports this year, despite coaching and playing these sports during a pandemic. Lots of protocols in place. A typical practice for basketball was you took a attendance. You saw who was there. You recorded it. Therefore, if anything were to happen within the coming days in terms of somebody not feeling well or somebody getting COVID, you can go back to that date, check who was present, and literally trace it back and find out exactly where it came from, and get those folks quarantined so it didn't spread anymore. Luckily, we didn't have anybody actually get COVID, to the best of my knowledge. There were some folks that were in close contact had to miss some games. One of those was Jason Bartlett, our star point guard for the men's basketball team, missed the playoff game because he was in close contact with somebody. And, that's not how any of us wanted to see him go out. To the best of my knowledge, there was one person, maybe two, in the history of Belfast Area High School that had a career 1,000-point score. And we had two guys on our team this year that had the opportunity to hit that milestone. One was Jason Bartlett. One was Chris Kelly. Well, normally you play an 18-game schedule. We were going to have a good basketball team this year if everybody was on, if all hands were on deck. COVID prevented our team to be at full strength this year. And we weren't at full strength. So not only did we not have that 18-game schedule, we weren't full strength. Had we had the 18-game schedule and we're full strength, we would have gotten a couple of more games. And quite frankly, would have had an opportunity to go deep in the tournament. And that's another thing COVID took away, the state tournament here in Maine. It's one of the great things that we have here, in my opinion. The state basketball tournament, you're playing up at the Cross Insurance Center up in Bangor. Look how excitement and how many good things are happening with the March Madness going on right now. Although you look at, I believe it was Virginia Tech, they had somebody get COVID. They had to forfeit their first game. So we're not out of the woods yet, folks. And like I said, COVID dropped our game, our season schedule down from 18 to 12. We weren't at full strength. We got to the playoffs, didn't have Jason available. And, you know, COVID prevented not only Jason, but Chris from getting 1,000-point scores this year. And no doubt they would have gotten 1,000 points had we had our 18-game schedule and gotten to the tournament. Heck, Jason had a chance to do it going into the last playoff game, which he wasn't able to suit up for. So as far as I'm concerned, he's a 1,000-point scorer in my book. Had this COVID not come here, he no doubt would have hit it and actually would have surpassed it. And I thought Chris had a great opportunity to, you know, hit that milestone as well. Always got to take focus on the positives. Jason Bartlett was selected to the McDonald's All-American All-Star basketball game here in Maine. That's quite an honor. I don't believe they're actually going to play the game because of COVID, but, you know, being selected for that game is quite an honor. You know, that was one of my goals when I played in high school. It's one goal that I didn't get. So I'm really happy for him. And I know that must be a thrill to be selected to that basketball game, because not a lot of guys get selected to that game. Chris injured the ankle towards the end of the year. I thought he had a legitimate shot to make that game as well. I don't know if that bad ankle sprain that caused him to miss a couple of games and had him nowhere near 100% in that last game. I'm sure that had something to do with it as well. But two outstanding careers here at Belfast Area High School for the basketball team. And quite frankly, it shouldn't have ended this way. We should have been full strength. We should have had our full season. And had we had that, we would have had these milestones that were hit, and we would have had an opportunity to go deep in the tournament. Quite frankly, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to coach basketball this year. You know, last year I was a big fan of the basketball games. You know, I'd go to the girls' games, I'd go to the guys' games, both JV and varsity. I was once a JV basketball player as well as a varsity basketball player here at Belfast Area High School. And going to the games were a lot of fun last winter. And I knew they had everybody coming back and knew it had an opportunity to go deep. And when that JV job came open and also to be the assistant coach for the varsity team, I had no hesitation and applied and got the job, was thankful for the job. And but again, you know, it just wasn't what we wanted. Any of us wanted what we wanted it to be. And, but we did the best that we could. We coached as hard as we could. The guys who played showed up and played as hard as they could. And, you know, to take a positive from that is, you know, there were some very, very adverse conditions and situations that we had to go through this year. And we got through it. And, if anything at all, you know, it's going to build some character, because if you can go through something like this, you know, it'll make other parts of your life that you get to when there's some adverse situations that come up, it'll just help you get through them all that much better. So again, kudos to Chris, kudos to Jason, and as well as all the other seniors. Coach Marty keeps 12 players. 11 of the 12 were seniors. So number of players moving on next year. We had some guys that played basketball for the first time because, you know, they had their sports taken away from them this winter. And to be part of an organized team, you know, I knew they were thankful for that as well. Off the top of my head, Cole Martin and Eamon Gasinski were first-year players. And did a pretty darn good job for having not played basketball at the high school level. So all in all, you know, we didn't get as many wins as we wanted to at the varsity or the JV, but we worked as hard as we can. And, you know, we definitely got a few wins on each side with the varsity and the JV, and we'll focus on those positives and, you know, always know that it should have and could have been a lot better. That's for darn sure. On the girls' side, a tip of the hat and a standing ovation to head coach Jojo Oliphant, who was in his first year as head basketball coach for the Lady Lions, and also his assistant coaches, which was the head girls JV coach and Mike Savage, and his assistant and Colin Goodwin. Ladies basketball has been down at Belfast Area High School for a number of years now. I believe over the last 2 years, the varsity had one win, 1-32, I believe the record was. Last year, I believe it was Falkingham hit a buzzer beater to get that one win. It was awesome. Really happy for the girls that they were able to get that. This year, like I said, you know, the last couple of years, it's been far and in between these wins. JoJo in his first year goes out there and gets 6 wins for the Lady Lions. So very impressive. Lost a couple other close ones as well that very well could have been wins. Yeah, just did an overall very, very good, solid job with the Lady Lion basketball team. He wasn't full strength either. I know there were some girls that should have been out there that weren't for a variety of reasons, a couple of injuries. I believe there was a COVID situation as well where they opted out. And, you know, had he been full strength, he might have been able to go deeper into the playoff season this year as well. But, you know, just like the men's, a 12-game season, they should have the 18-game season as well. And, you know, I'm not sure how many more wins they would have gotten, but looks like they would have been knocking on the door for that state tournament. Again, 6 wins, another couple games. They lost by a couple of points. And, you know, had they had that extra games, you know, might have snuck into the tournament there their first year. So I want to get JoJo on here in the next couple of weeks and hear his words and thoughts on how the season went as a whole for him. I did have him on the show here a couple of times throughout the course of the year. We did we talked to him early on after a 2-game win streak. You know, I guess it was a midseason report at that point, but I'd love to get his thoughts and, you know, opinions and just, you know, give us a really good overview about how his first year went and what they're looking to do next year and into the future. A tip of the cap to Mike Savage, Colin Goodwin as well. They were able to get one victory with the girls. They didn't play a lot of games this year, just like, you know, the JV boys. We had a hard time getting games. Not a lot of these teams had JV teams, but they were able to go get a win with a limited number of girls out there. They had 3 other games that they lost by 3 points or less. So they were right there as well. You know, the one game that I did go to, they blew out Islesboro, I believe it was. And like I said, had a couple of other near wins. So, you know, just the fact that they were competitive is a win as far as I'm concerned, because that hasn't been the case here in the last couple of years. So, you know, all in all, JV girls, varsity girls, you know, they did some good things this year. They set a foundation. I hope both coaches will be back next year, because when you keep having, you know, a turnover in coaches, no matter what level you're coaching or playing at, it just, you always hit the reset button. These men did some good things, and hopefully we'll be able to watch them build upon some successes here that they had in year one of running the Lady Lions basketball program. Hopefully we can get Coach Savage on there with Coach JoJo as well, and he can share some insight on just everything that went on with the basketball program this year, and talk about and celebrate some of these successes that they had from this past winter. So to those three men, Coach JoJo Oliphant, Mike Savage, and Colin Goodwin, job well done. As you know, we shared the gym this winter. I'd always stick around a little bit and poke my nose in there and see what you guys were doing and share some conversations with you and ask about your progress. And so it was a good thing to see. I know that you guys, you know, went through what we all went through, and that's coaching during a pandemic and all the protocols that you have to go through and, you know, worrying about whether someone's going to be there or not, or, you know, which people had to sit out, people had to quarantine, whether it was close contact or just as a precautionary measure or what have you. And it definitely made it a lot more challenging. And what I liked about those three coaches I just mentioned, they never once complained to me about, you know, anything that was going on with COVID, nor did I hear any of their basketball players complain as well. They were happy to be out there on the court. They were happy to be out there playing, and those men were out there happy to be coaching. So foundation's been set. Some successes were accomplished, and really looking forward to see what these three men can do with the basketball moving forward. That's for darn sure. We are half past the hour, just like that. This is WBFY 100.9 Local FM, Belfast CommunityRadio.org. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions, giving you an overview on winter sports and everything that's going on with our school and sports program during a pandemic over the last year. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Freddie Laporte coming to you directly. Then we're going to have a blooper tape. All right.
No worries.
This is Freddie Laporte speaking to you from WBFY 100.9 in Belfast.
That's right.
This is your community radio station, WBFY 100.9 FM, broadcasting from Belfast, Maine. Radio for Belfast by Belfast. Find us on Facebook and online at BelfastCommunityRadio.org.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from the Belfast Co-op, a community-owned health food store and deli cafe located in scenic downtown Belfast since 1976. 123 High Street, Belfast.
Hello, music lovers. This is Dr. Rock. Please join me in the College of Musical Knowledge every Saturday night from 9 to 12 for 7 decades of the best rock and roll, pop, R&B, and soul music. I'll be spinning lost gems and the big hits only on WBFY 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions, giving you some insights on our winter sports as they come to a close. As I mentioned at the start of the show, spring sports are underway. Pitchers and catchers reported today. Good to see them out there in the gym doing their thing. The baseball team and the softball team have high hopes this year. I know I was talking to Coach Neely, who is the head track coach. He has high hopes for the track team. I'm actually going to be volunteering some of my time to the track program as well. If Coach Deans and Coach Laval want any help whatsoever with the baseball team as well, I'd be happy to volunteer my time if you ever need any assistance there as well. And looking forward to seeing how our ladies do as well in terms of the track team. And really want to see what's going to go on with tennis this year too. I talked to Coach Benzie the other day, and he is the head tennis coach. We're going to get him on here, as well as all of our spring coaches, to give a preview of the season. We had Coach Mack on last week. She talked thoroughly about the unified basketball team, and she is the head softball coach this year as well. She's been with the program, I believe she said, 14 years. So she's been there for a while. She knows the team. She knows the girls. Now it's her time to be the head coach and see what she can do with the program. So looking forward to spring sports in general. Like I said, didn't have it last year because of COVID. Spring sports are coming back. Knock on wood, they stay here. COVID goes away sooner than later. Sounds like everybody's going to have access to the vaccine by May. So we're headed in the right direction. That's for darn sure. Back to winter sports, kind of giving the overview and thoughts as we close the season. I was the head JV basketball coach this year. We were able to win 3 basketball games, including our last game of the season, which was really good to see. to me, it took a while for us to kind of get over the hump in terms of the overall improvement that I was hoping to see. Better late than never, because the team that we beat the last game of the season had beat us a couple of weeks prior to that by 8 points. And when they came to Belfast that last game of the season, we beat them by 25 or 30 points. So you saw a lot of the things that we had been really, really harping and practicing throughout practice in the coming weeks. One area in that game that jumps out to me, we kind of struggled shooting the ball from the free throw line this year. Going into the last game, I believe we were 50% on the year, not where you want to be, although we did have some very great individual free throw shooters, one being KJ Payson. But everybody really made a solid contribution in that last game. But I believe we were 10 of 12 from the free throw line in that last game, which was by far and away our best shooting percentage. I think that comes out to over 85%. So that was awesome to see. You know, we watched a lot of film this year, got a lot better doing film studies. And the two players that hurt us the most in the first time around, the game that we lost by 8, had a combined 30 points. Each had 15. When they came to Belfast and played us in the last game, they had a combined 14 points. So we looked at the film. We talked about how we wanted to defend their two best players. Our players went out and executed that game plan to a T, and were able to really neutralize them in that second game, and everything came together. You know, guys were passing, guys were boxing out, guys were rebounding, guys were running the offense, guys were squaring themselves up, guys were communicating. It literally was a culmination of everything that we'd practiced all year long, and it all finally came together in that last game. We were able to get a really nice victory over Temple out of Waterville, Maine. So that was really good to see. We only suited up 7 players for that last game. We had a revolving door of players this year. We had COVID issues ourselves. We had guys come out for the team late. We had guys that didn't finish with us. So, a lot of adversity this year for sure, no doubt. It kind of stunted our growth as we were going through the season. But like I said, to kind of just keep showing up, keep working. A tip of the hat to James Ritter, KJ Payson, who are our swing varsity players. Once we got rolling, they were going to both practices. That's JV and varsity. So that's 3 hours of practice a day. You know, one practice in and of itself can be tiring. The fact that they were going to 2 really helped improve their games. Zephyr Leffenden was being called up as well. He was practicing double duty, as well as Rico Washington, And even Eli Vaihu got in a couple of swing games at the end of the year and actually got into a couple of varsity games, as all of our players did, and actually played pretty well. They had some highlight reel type plays against varsity talent, and that was really good to see. So really proud that we were able to get that last win. You saw improvement in many areas of our JV basketball team in terms of the boxing out, the team defense, the ball faking, the free throw percentage, the concept of taking better shots and not forcing shots, as well as passes. So was hoping that we had that breakthrough, like I said, a little bit sooner, but the fact that we were able to get that breakthrough that last week of the season really made that 3 months that we spent together all the worthwhile. And it really made me feel and reiterate that concept that you just got to keep working. If things aren't going well, which they weren't in the early part of the season into the mid part of the season, all I know is what to do is just to come and continue to work, put in extra time, watch more film, shoot more baskets, come in the morning and get some extra work and do whatever you got to do to improve yourself. If you do that and keep working, not only will you improve yourself as a basketball player or whatever sport you play, but if you take that same concept with you into everyday life, once you leave Belfast Area High School, success is going to come your way. That's for darn sure. So really proud of the guys who go out and get that last win. Like I said, we won by 25 or 30 over Temple. They beat us by 8 a couple of weeks prior to that. So you really saw improvement. You saw it in a big, big way. So nicely done to the JV basketball team. Moving on to the swim teams, both teams had outstanding seasons. First off, great job to Mrs. Donna Kelly, who is the head swim coach for the Lady Lions swim team. I believe their regular season record was 6-2. They were taking on some big schools now, so their schedule was very, very, very competitive. It even went up and took on some Class B and A schools, to the best of my knowledge. I'm not sure what we are in swimming. It changes. We're C in football. We're B in basketball. Not sure if we're C or B in swimming, but like I said, we were definitely taking on some big A schools, and we were holding our own. So, like I said, they went 6-2 in the regular season. When they got to the championship, they were able to take second place. So that is a great job by Coach Donna Kelly. Like I said, I want to get her on here on a show here in the near future and let her say in her own words how that championship match went. If you're a listener of the show, you'll have known that she was on the show early in the season to give us a preview of the 2021 Lady Lions swim team. Now I want to get her back on the show and let us know how the season went. And like I said, take us through that championship match where they were almost champions, but second place is nothing to be ashamed of. That's for darn sure. I was told by, like I said, fans aren't allowed to attend these meets. I was told by our AD, Matt Batani, that Maeve Littlefield, who's actually just a freshman at Belfast Area High School, set a school record in one of the events that she swam in. Quite impressive to get a school record, no doubt. The fact that she was able to get that school record as a freshman tells me that there's a bigger and better things out there for her. If she doesn't let the fame bug bite her, she keeps working, she keeps her grades up, and she does the right things in and out of the swimming pool. You're going to be hearing Maeve Littlefield's name called a lot for the next 3 years. That's for darn sure. And probably some more school records are going to come her way as well. So I can't wait to get Donna Kelly, Coach Donna Kelly, on the show to tell us about her season in her own words. And I'm going to try to make that show happen here in the next couple of weeks, because I do want to get all of our spring sport coaches on here. Want to start to get some players back on here as well, both former and present, and start to feature some of our athletes that came through Belfast Area High School, not only in yesteryear, but today as well. A big shout out and congratulations to Coach Bob Winslow. He's been doing Belfast swimming for a long time. I want to say it's 38 years, if I remember correctly. He's had championship teams before. Looks like he's got to make some room on his mantelpiece, because here comes another championship trophy. Bob Winslow's swim team went undefeated and took home the gold in the championship meet. I believe it was a week ago. It might have been a week and a half ago. But a job well done by Coach Winslow. He didn't have a lot of numbers, if I remember correctly. He might have had 7, 8, 9 swimmers. That's not a lot of swimmers. But I think they each get 3 or 4 events, and they're all out there doing their thing and swimming their hearts out, like it sounds like they did. You know, they were able to go out there and show all of our sports teams here at Belfast Area High School that, you know, you don't need 30, 40, 50, 60 players. You need 8, 10, 15 of the right ones. And if you got them who work hard, have the right attitude, are team players, who keep the grades, who don't get in trouble, anything and everything is possible. And that includes winning a championship swim meet. So like Coach Kelly, I want to get Bob Winslow back on here. I want to hear his words about how the season went. Remember, we had him on here to preview the team. We talked about each of the swimmers. And I'd like to talk about these swimmers some more. In fact, not only did we win this championship swim meet with Coach Bob Winslow calling the shots, I was in the weight room earlier today with a swimmer who's also one of my football players. We were having a conversation about swimming and football in general. His name is Tanner Carson. He's a freshman. Hard to believe that young man's a freshman, because he is built to the core. All that swimming that he does keeps him in good shape. He's about 6 feet, 6'1", 215. I don't see an ounce of fat on him. He's in line to start for the Lions if he keeps working hard both ways for us. And I really feel like all this cardio and all these muscles that he's using in the swim pool that you probably don't use in everyday life is going to serve him well from an endurance standpoint and a strength standpoint when he moves on here to track and plays football with us when it's for real, starting August 16th, knock on wood. So Tanner also told me he was down at the YMCA and set a record down there. I believe it was the 55. It's down and back. He set a YMCA record in that event. So a tip of the hat to Tanner. Not only does Maeve as a freshman set a record, I guess that inspired Tanner to want to go set a record in his own right. And by golly, he sure did that down at the YMCA, which has a great facility down there. Their pool area and facility is first class, as well as that entire building. I've worked out there here and there over the last couple of years since I've been back here in Belfast. And they have one heck of a facility and pool facility as well. That's for darn sure. So great job, Coach Winslow. Another accolade. You're as good as they get. Obviously, you keep bringing banners and trophies here to Belfast Area High School. If I had half the career that you had in football, I'd be very proud of what I was able to accomplish. That's for darn sure. So kudos to Bob. Kudos to Donna. We're going to get you on here on the show here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. And you can tell us in your own words how everything went with your swim, successful swim seasons, I should say, this past winter. Moving on to cheerleading. I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, one of the cheerleaders came down the gym, asked Mr. Battani to come down and watch their performance that they'd been practicing. I tagged along and went myself. I watched their performance. I literally halfway through the performance, my jaw had about hit the floor. I saw this cheerleading team with my very own two eyes last winter when they were out there performing during basketball game halftime shows and during timeouts and things of that nature. Coach Chelsea Howard had been a new coach to the program. Her assistant, Alyssa Harriman, they're running the program now. And, you know, they discontinued, to the best of my knowledge, Belfast cheerleading for a number of years. So just got restarted. Coach Chelsea Howard, if I remember correctly, was on a championship-winning cheerleading team at Sumner High School. So it's in her roots. She knows what cheerleading is all about. Her and Alyssa are doing a darn good job with our cheerleading team. Like I said, I saw a halftime show last year when I was a spectator at these boys' basketball games. And, you know, I really, really appreciated the enthusiasm and the effort that they were giving. But you could tell that it was a new program starting from the ground up. Well, like I said, a year later, I'm down there, down in the band room where they're practicing these cheerleading routines, and I thought I was looking at a different dance team and cheerleading team. They were that drastically improved and good. You know, I sincerely gave a standing ovation and literally clapped for about 30 seconds. I was that impressed by them. I did just pull up their performance, which they did videotape. Like I said, they have sent this performance in for the judges to critique and score. So we'll see where that ends up in terms of placing. But it would not surprise me at all to see that the Lady Lions did very, very good at this cheerleading championship match. I'm praying and hoping, and I'm whispering in Mr. Battani's ear. I'm whispering in Chelsea's ear and Alyssa's ear. Hey, have these girls out there for our football games next year. You know, I go to some of these schools like John Baps and Ellsworth and some of these big schools like Sumner, and these cheerleading and dance teams just add a whole nother element of the entertainment value, you know, to the sport, gets the guys fired up, gets the coaches fired up. And, you know, we want Belfast football to have everything going for it that we possibly can. And having a great cheerleading team down there is just one piece of the puzzle. And I'm hopeful that we can start to have Chelsea and Alyssa and the cheerleading team down at football games next year. But job well done. I know you guys have worked very, very hard. The results are evident. And you guys are doing a great job. And like I said, those performances that you guys did and what you did at the championship that was taped was really, really fun to watch. Go to our YouTube channel, which is RSU71 on YouTube, and you can pick up any you know, swim meet, soccer game, football game, 7-on-7, that is, the cheerleading competitions, anything that we've done this past year. You can pull that up. They've done a great job of taping them and uploading them into YouTube for you to view. So great job. Can't wait to get Alyssa and Chelsea back here on the show as well in the coming weeks. Once we get those results in, they can tell you in their own words all the hard work and everything that they've done to improve Belfast cheerleading. It's definitely going in the right direction. As I said, big time improvements over the last year. That there's no question about that. Wanted to you know, touch upon our wrestling program. My heart goes out to Coach Logan Walsh and Coach Rick Kelly. These are two very passionate wrestling coaches. These guys love it. They breathe it. They sleep it. They eat it. They watch it. They're kind of like me with football. The fact that they said that you can't have wrestling this year, and even the practices that they were allowed to do were just so stripped down that it just wasn't even really, really wrestling. You know, you couldn't lock up with anybody. You couldn't shoot anybody. You couldn't roll around with anybody. you know, you're from what I gathered, you were able to practice some stances, you know, some cardio. I think Logan was doing a good job of showing some film work and teaching from a visual standpoint. I have heard there's some nationals going on down in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that these guys are going to have, these wrestlers are going to have to, you know, roll by themselves, if you will. I'm not sure about all the MPA rules and how all that works, but I think they're going just down there as independent wrestlers and at least able to get some competition in and, you know, go down there and do the things that they love to do. Really disappointing that they didn't get to have their season. They finished third overall last year in the States. They won regionals. They won KVACs, if I'm remembering correctly. Had a lot of wrestlers back. A lot of these wrestlers were my football players. Gavin Young finished second, I do believe. He was just a freshman last year. Connor Fournier, was really looking forward to seeing Hagen Chase. He was an undersized guy last year. I saw him walking through school the other day. He looked like a different human being to me. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten taller. Looks more buff. I know he's been working, so that's good to see. Would have loved to have seen what Nathaniel Porter was able to do. He's just a rock-solid guy through and through. Great football player for us. He was a back-to-back Coaches Award winner. And just does everything that you want to see done the right way. I know he would have had a great year. Jonah Lovejoy is another guy off the top of my head who could have been really good this year. Gabe Kelly as well. Caden Bonin would have done some really good things as well. I'm trying to think who else. I know Cam Watts won the States last year as a heavyweight. He was back. So this wrestling team was fixing to go places. As you know, Frankie Martin was in there working as well. I know they had some ladies in there working their tails off as well. So hopefully I can get those men on here and we can talk a little bit about wrestling and kind of do what Art and I are going to do and give our due diligence to the seniors who are going to graduate and, you know, not really be able to have that season that we all wish they could have had. So. If you're a senior last year that missed some of your seasons, if you're a senior this year that missed some of your seasons, and to seniors all over Maine and really all over this country and world, that if you had any sports taken away from you, trust me, my heart goes out to you. I know that the families are hurting from it. I know the coaches are. I know the players. I know the school is. I know everybody is. But, if I could give you some words, I would just say, hang in there. There will be better days. And, you know, you'll always be winners in my book, and you'll always be winners in the Belfast Faithful book, your parents, the admins, and everybody that's involved with Belfast Area High School sports. So coming up on top of the hour, really enjoyed having this time to kind of talk about our teams here from this past winter. As I said, I'm going to get some of these coaches on here in the near future to review their winter seasons and also spring coaches to preview their seasons as we get back to some normalcy here in the state of Maine. Everybody have a great night. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions. This is WBFY 100.9 local FM, BelfastCommunityRadio.org. Have a great night. We'll see you next week.
My memory told me a secret. A breath of its last cigarette, a smoky haze that seemed to set to question my own interest. My conditioning was fighting now. No buts were asked, so when and how. The settled dust vibrated out the necessary walkabout. My hat bears shade upon my face, the moon creeping my distant gaze. My soul begins an endless chase to trap the memory in the maze.
held it tight up by the neck and rose my arms its dangling legs. The wind whispered one final check, dead at light, at peace, at rest.